just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday. Was it today? Wednesday? I don't know. I've forgotten. I know it's St. Valentine's Day. It's February the 14th. Robbie Noel, usually Jeffrey Bennett sitting in on this hour, but we decided to do a little shake-up of the schedule. Jeffrey Bennett will be in the big chair tomorrow and Friday. Welcome to the flip side. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number. 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which some of you may have noticed, was not updated this morning, and there was good reason for that. But it will be updated tomorrow morning. Broadcasting live from Long Beach, California. Been attending the Long Beach Coin and Expo show, which opens to the general public tomorrow. And so today just went down and did a little socializing, found out what was hot, what was not. The thing that amazed me more than anything else, because to be perfectly honest with you, our policy about gold is a little different to, in large part, the numismatic industry. We deal primarily with coins that are priced slightly above the intrinsic value of the metal. But let me tell you something. The money that is being put down for high-grade, extreme rare coins is mind-boggling. Million-dollar coins today are, well, they're a common occurrence. Heritage Auction expects to auction off and break the million-dollar mark over this weekend. And some of the prices that have been bantied about from levels from 12 months ago, even though gold has been very impressive over the last 12 months, I have to say some of the prices coins are fetching today as opposed to what they were fetching a year ago, 1,000% in some instances. There was, obviously, a lot of buzz, and I got to see one and actually hold one in my hands today, is tomorrow, general public will be able to go down to your local bank and acquire the new $1 George Washington coin. Yeah, I'll tell you about the George Washington coin when we return, give you an update to financial markets and all that other good stuff when we return.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Back for our friends, Robbie Noel, reporting live from Long Beach, California. I have to say, even though we all remember the unfortunate introduction of the Sacagawea dollar, and then the Susan B. Anthony that followed it before, every time the U.S. Mint has attempted to introduce a dollar coin, it's always fallen flat on its face. My personal opinion, they may have got it right this time. It's a decent coin. It's a nice-looking coin. You've got Statue of Liberty on the obverse and the reverse. You've got George Washington. In God We Trust is on the rim of the coin. You can't see it on the coin. You have to look on the side. But nevertheless, it's a nice-looking coin. And the U.S. Mint obviously also using the Expo as a launching point. They had a big booth up there. So tomorrow is the official launch date. And according to a few people that I spoke to at the booth, banks already, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Mint, I should say, has already shipped out over 300 million of the new $1 coins sitting in vaults in banks in cities and towns near you, so that'll be available tomorrow. The general consensus and the mood of dealers, I have to say, was rather upbeat and enthusiastic, and well, they might be, especially today. Another good day for gold. Quick check on the financial markets for today. Dow had a great day, up 87 points. There was lots of good news out there. Yes, Chrysler's going to eliminate 13,000 jobs. Guess what that did to the share price of Chrysler? It buoyed Chrysler, of course. Hello. You cut out employees, the stock will go up. It's something that is tried and true for many years. And then, obviously, Ben Bernanke also helped Wall Street by saying, look, Don't worry, be happy, everything's fine, the economy is good. Needless to say, as I said, Dow soared 87 points based on Bernanke's statement and Chrysler's announcement of axing 13,000 employees. NASDAQ up 28 points, closed the day at 2,488. Gold in New York City closed up $4. Why? Well, because of Bernanke's statement. As soon as Bernanke made the announcement about everything being fine, don't worry, be happy, well, the dollar plunged. According to Market Watch, CBS's Market Watch, the dollar fell across the board today, touching a six-week low against the euro after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said inflation pressures are easing, boosting expectations of an interest rate cut in the U.S. The central bank is comfortable with rates at their current levels, Bernanke said in his prepared testimony about monetary policy for the Senate Banking Committee, but he stressed that further rate hikes could occur if inflation outlook worsens. Bernanke is scheduled to testify at the House Financial Service Committee tomorrow. Bernanke's testimony repeats familiar points and, in our view, restates the Fed's quasi-tightening basis, said Nick Benabrook, senior currency strategist at Brown Brothers and Harriman. Well, as we said, gold up $4 on that statement, close to date $67.90. Silver up 5 cents, closed at $14 even. Silver actually had a high today of $14.17. Platinum continues an upwards momentum, up $10 at $1,212. Palladium up $2 at $346. In Asian trading, the fun continues. Gold up $1.70 at $670.40. Silver up 8 cents at $14.08. Platinum up $2 at $1,214. The bad weather streaking across the East Coast caused crude oil to rise by 9 cents a barrel at $58.09. And as we mentioned before, Ben Bernanke's statement hitting the dollar, dollar falling 54 basis points, closed at 84.05. Well, what does this all mean? Well, my friends, well, it means a lot of things. Let's get some advice from some of the experts, shall we? Quick roundup of the gold news for the day. As we mentioned, Bernanke's statement that inflation pressures were easing is one of the reasons we saw the movement in gold. And according to Peter Spener, chief economist and strategist at goldseek.com, said a close above the 675-676 spot price target should give confirmation that $700 and then $730 are the next objectives. He cited strong hands which appear to be working overtime to keep this rally from extending. He added it's unclear if they have the power to spook investors from taking the market higher at this time or require some more consolidation just below. Gold's internal strength continues to shine on its march to 700, said Peter Gangridge. We could see a groundswell of momentum players join in above 675. That could lead to a major spike to 725 to 735 faster than most would believe. According to Reuters, gold jumped to a new seven-month high when the dollar fell further after comments by U.S. Federal Reserve Ben Bernanke. The final push in gold came on the back of the euro-dollar move after Bernanke said there are signs that inflation pressures are starting to ease, one dealer said. We have been calling for a weaker U.S. dollar for some time. Mine production is really constrained, and with decent investment demand coming in, you could expect gold to push back towards the highs of May of last year. This according to David Thurtell, metal analyst at BNP. We are confident in looking for a push through to $687,700 over the next 2 to 3 months. This according to J.P. Morgan, who said it in a commodity market outlook note, adding that sentiment remains robust, gold remains attractive, theoretically and technically, it is a solid profile. And finally, from Dow Jones Market Talk, we, referring to gold futures, were up before him and backed off about $4 before he started, said Frank Leash, analyst with Future Path Trading. What we are getting out of this speech is there are no rate hikes in the future. Well, my friends, you can read between the lines of what all these guys are saying, but the facts are the facts. The noble metal is flexing its muscles. And without question, my policy still remains intact, that I feel that the most desirable coins are going to be your small fractional, either half-ounce gold coins, quarter-ounce, or even the 10th-ounce gold coins. If we are talking about gold trading at $700, $800, $1,000 an ounce, you do come against a price resistance. There's no question. People are shocked and amazed to pay $1,000. Although when you go to these coin shows, it's apparent that people completely disregard those figures. I mean, the amount of high-grade coins that are out there is astounding, and the money that they are getting is even more mind-boggling. I remember it wasn't so long ago when we recommended, look, if you don't have MS65 $20 St. Gaudens in your portfolio, now would be a good time to acquire them. They were selling for around about $1,000 a piece. I almost fell over backwards when I saw some of the prices they're getting for MS65 $20 St. Gaudens. Nice looking coins are fetching $3,500. And that's in the same period that gold's gone from $400 to $600. Maybe you'll have to start rethinking a lot of our policies. But anyway, the coins that ultimately, because if we are looking at, what we are looking at? Well, we're looking at a financial implosion at some point in time. It's inevitable we're going to face that. That's why I mentioned the other day, Ron Paul's going to have a tough time. This is not to take away from any other facet of Ron Paul's philosophy outside of the fact that, and he has the solutions to the problem. The problem is his solutions are going to require a lot of pain for people to take. And the question is, will people be prepared to take the pain? I submit to you that we've been conditioned that we're opposed to taking pain. Yeah, well, take a short break. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I must say this little bug, flu bug I caught about 2 weeks ago, it just doesn't let go. So excuse the coughing and hacking that happens from time to time. I got rid of the initial thing, but the coughing and hacking thing still remains. This is one of the problems that, as we mentioned, Ron Paul faces, and that is the solution to America's fiscal problems are huge and enormous, and the cure is something that a lot of people are going to have a problem dealing with. There's, as we mentioned, a group of people who are going around the country trying to wake up folks to the true fiscal crisis facing America. It's called the Wake Up Tour, headed by none other than the controller of the currency, the controller general, David Walker. And the Wake Up Tour currently is in New Hampshire. And let me share this with you. Without dramatic cuts in federal spending, significant tax increases, or both, the United States will risk a financial crisis in the coming decades that could challenge its standard of living and its standing in the world. This according to a bipartisan group of budget analysts. Politicians have been reluctant to discuss the problem because the crisis is not here yet, and because any solution would require uncomfortable choices, said the analysts on the Fiscal Wake Up Tour, a group that includes the federal government's chief accountant as well as think tank scholars from multiple points on the political spectrum. To protect the future health of the country, voters in New Hampshire and elsewhere must challenge their leaders, especially presidential candidates, to address the issue, said members of the group, which came to New Hampshire yesterday. The numbers are clear and compelling, but the courage to address it is next to zero, said David Walker, who runs the Government Accountability Office, a nonpartisan agency that serves as the auditing, evaluating, and investigative arm of Congress. The only way you're going to have politicians to be able to make tough choices is if the American people understand the need for tough choices and the consequences of inaction. They state that the national debt is now more than $8.5 trillion. Interest payments on the debt alone from the fifth largest item in the federal budget and cost most households an average of $1,400 a year in taxes, money that with better management could otherwise be saved or spent on other government programs, said Isabel Sawhill, a senior fellow in economics at the Brookings Institute, decidedly left-leaning institute, we might add. But the problem is bigger than the national debt figure, the analysts say. The country's true fiscal exposure, the debt plus long-term obligations for Social Security, Medicare, and other entitlement programs, add up to about $50 trillion and growing at a rate of $3 trillion to $4 trillion a year. The total figure amounts to about $440,000 per U.S. household, Walker said in a meeting yesterday at the Monitor. The members of the Fiscal Wake Up Tour also spoke last night at a public forum in Manchester at the Institute of Politics. The tour, New Hampshire's 17th stop, has been organized by the Concord Coalition, a nonpartisan organization dedicated to fiscal responsibility, headed up by former U.S. Senator Warren Rudman and Paul Tsongas. I thought Tsongas was dead. I guess he's still around, live and kicking. to conclude, Walker pointed out in his analysis to these people, he says that he reminded them of the Roman Republic. And he said, which, at more than 500 years, lasted more than twice as long as the United States has existed. Of the reasons that the Republic fell, Walker said, there seems to be some relevance today. He went on to add that decline in moral values and political civility at home, overconfident and overextended military around the world, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government. We can learn from history, and we're just trying to make sure that we do and that we take action sooner rather than later so that we can be the first republic to stand the test of time. And that, my friends, is what it's all about. Will people be able to accept the painful punishment of years of excess in order to save the republic? That's what the debate should come down to in the election, but you and I know that's the last thing they want to start talking about.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Mustang Savage. Guess you
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side on this Wednesday. I finally got the day right. Little deduction on my part, I was able to achieve that. You know, it's something we always say: if we don't learn the lessons of history, we are doomed to repeat them in the future. Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter on July the 12th, 1816. He said this: "To preserve the independence of the people, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. We must make our election between economy and liberty, or profusion and servitude. Considering the general tendency to multiply offices and dependencies and to increase expenses to the ultimate term of burden, which the citizen can bear, may it never be seen here that government shall itself consume the residue of what it has instituted to God, to take from one, because it is thought that his own industry and that of his father has acquired too much in order to spare to others who or whose fathers have not exercised equal industry and skill, is to violate arbitrarily the first principle of association, the guarantee to every one of a free exercise of his industry and the fruits acquired by it." H.L. Mencken in 1924 said, "If experience teaches us anything at all, it teaches us this, that a good politician under democracy is quite as unthinkable as an honest burglar. His very existence, indeed, is a standing subversion of the public good in every rational sense. He is not one who serves the common weal, He is simply one who preys upon the commonwealth. And to conclude, where we started, with David Walker, Comptroller General of the United States, in the Washington Post on December the 24th, 2006. He said the largest employer in the world announced on December the 15th that it lost about $450 billion in fiscal 2006. Its auditor found that its financial statements were unreliable and that its controls were inadequate for the 10th straight year. On top of that, the entity's total liabilities and unfunded commitments rose to about $50 trillion, up from $20 trillion in just 6 years. If this announcement related to a private company, the news would have been on the front pages of every major newspaper in America. Unfortunately, such was not the case, even though the entity is the U.S. government. To put these figures into perspective, $50 trillion is $440,000 per American household and is more than nine times as much as a median household income. The only way elected officials will be able to make the tough choices necessary to put our nation on a more prudent and sustainable long-term fiscal path is if the opinion leaders state the facts and speak the truth to the American people. We hope the media and other opinion leaders do their part to save the future for our children and our grandchildren. What is the probabilities of any of the candidates outside of Ron Paul speaking the truth to the people of America come this crazy presidential election year? Zero to zilch. They are not going to be talking about debt deficits. They're not going to be talking about free trade agreements. They're not going to be talking about the cost of NAFTA. They're not going to be talking about the loss of purchasing power. They're not going to be talking about the loss of the manufacturing base in the United States. Of course not. They're going to come up with all kinds of other manufactured things so that they don't have to talk about the real issues. They're going to talk about giving you stuff. This is, don't ask me why, I guess it was a focus group or something. These people sit down, they do it, oh no, you can't talk about that. How many years did we hear, especially during the 80s, when America had an opportunity to fix its fiscal problems with Social Security, the Ponzi scheme? We heard constantly, well, that's the third rail of politics. Touch that one and you die. Well, if you say something often enough, people believe it. And therefore, nobody would touch that question in the 80s, or for that matter, in the 90s. Who were we given as candidates in the 90s? How did they come up with Bob Dole? Was that just sort of payment for Bob Dole being in the Senate for as long as he was? Bob Dole. I don't even remember what Bob Dole's pitch was. He was the anti-Clinton vote, pure and simple. But guess what? People like Clinton for whatever strange reason. And now we face another election with another crop of also-rans. And it seems pretty clear who the two runners for. I heard some talk earlier today that Bill Richardson could give Hillary Rodham Clinton a run for her money based on the fact that he has far more experience than she does. After all, he's been a governor of a state, he's been a UN envoy, he's negotiated peace treaties with North Korea. He's done a so-so job in New Mexico. He has a great resume. Yeah, he does, but he's an unappealing character. He's He's unelectable in my book. Yeah, he may have the qualifications, but unfortunately he doesn't have any pizzazz. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, she's a lightning rod figure. She has the greatest political minds behind her. They more than likely have a political machine awesome in its capabilities as we speak. These people have the ability to mobilize and get people motivated to do stuff. I remember before the election last year when I was down in San Diego. I've forgotten what I was going to San Diego for, but I was in San Diego. And the hotel I was staying in was chock-a-block with union people. And they were having a three-day convention. The three-day convention was based on their tactics on how to win back the House and the Senate from the Republicans. These people were motivated. They had workshops. They got people out there to go and canvass their neighborhoods, canvass other union members. Even at the time, I speculated that the organization, I was so impressed by their organization ability that I couldn't think of anything that conservatives had equal on their side. Therefore, I assumed, correctly so, hindsight being 20/20, that it would be a severe defeat for the Republican Party. Now, these same people are organized. And I've often said this, when you look at the Democrats and the Republicans, especially when you look at Hillary Rodham Clinton, because she appeals to a lot of these very motivated minority groups. When you take a bunch of minority groups and you put them together, you have got a large majority just simply based on the fact that the opposition, i.e. conservatives, Republicans, whatever you call them, are fractured right now. Conservative movement is more fractured than it's ever been. Look, unlike in the patriot community where we have a tendency to form these circular firing squads, it's no different in the Republican Party. They're very good at circular firing squads. Especially when a party goes from majority to minority, the circular firing squads are out in full force because everybody wants to blame everybody else for screwing up. You've got those on the George Bush camp. You've got those that are sort of on the fence. They can't figure out. They used to support him, but now he's screwed up so many times. They don't know what to do. There are those conservatives that have just abandoned everything altogether. And so what you have on the Democrat side, you've got unification, unfortunately, I have to tell you. And they have the ability to get the union vote together. The union vote, don't know how they're going to sell them on these free trade agreements, but the union vote has very rarely, if ever, flip-flopped and changed sides. They're staunchly Democratic. Hillary will no doubt get the vote of the teachers' unions. That's a given. She'll get the vote of every minority feminist organization that's out there. That's a given. And these people, unfortunately, these are the motivated people. These are the people that actually go out and do the hard slogging. The question is there enough motivation on the, and I use this term very loosely when I use the term conservative, because nobody knows what conservative means anymore. I mean, if you say conservative is George Bush, that's not conservatism. That's quasi-fascism. That's a Leo Strauss neoconservative philosophy that America can change the world because of its superior force. Gone are the days of the gentleman that realized that you could change things by leading by example. It's the greatest force in the world to lead by example, to declare the moral high ground. We can't declare the moral high ground on a single thing right now. We've lost the moral high ground. And it's thanks to this administration and the policies, the signing statements of the president. You know, the abdication of the Geneva Convention. That's what America, you know, the world has respected America just simply because even though when in previous wars, nobody adhered to the intent of the Geneva Conventions, the world knew that America stood by the intent of the Geneva Conventions. I remember hearing stories about German fathers telling their sons that went to war that, you know, if you get into a situation, it's better to be captured by the Americans. They treat you fairly. They don't kill you. They don't torture you. They garnered huge respect. And this was at a time when obviously German military personnel were completely disregarding Geneva Conventions and the treatments of prisoners at war. And the question is, how can you rebuild the morality that's lost? I don't think Coca-Cola's ever recovered from the disaster of changing the Coca-Cola formula. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but needless to say, it's going to be an uphill struggle. Do I think we can achieve it? Well, that's why there's gold, and that's why we recommend gold, because it's an insurance. Personally, myself, I don't give it much of a shot. That's why I always say buy gold and lots of it, because we are going to be facing a lot of people forget about this. 1929 was not ultimately the crash of 1929 can never be repeated as it was, because by and large the collapse of 1929 was an American phenomenon. Now granted, it's the collapse had effects worldwide, but not to the extent that a collapse in the United States would have an effect worldwide in today's present climate. Because the whole world will feel the fallout from a U.S. economic implosion. There's no question about that, because we are so integrated. We're a 24-hour, 24/7, 365-day-a-year trading cycle. The financial ramifications will be enormous, huge, of epic proportion. This is the reason why you've got Russia divesting itself out of its dollar holdings. That's why you've got Russia making noises, as Putin has been of late. Russia is economically, right now, stronger than the United States. It's a reason why Putin's feeling his oats. Russia is building a modern military. America still has, without question, a superior military force than Russia does as far as technology. But it's not going to last forever. That balance of power is shifting dramatically. They can witness the failure of this administration. They say they support the troops. But look what's happening to the troops over there. They're running around looking for scrap armor to up-armor their Humvees. If these Congress critters in Washington are so concerned about the troops, they should be doing everything that they can, even though they don't agree with the war and its whole premise for going to war. If they really do support the troops, they would be going to the ends of the earth to make sure that these troops have got the armament and protection that they need. It's not as though these people didn't know the stuff was out there. Numerous South African Defense Force companies were trying to sell the United States what they call the cheetah. It is not as though we in fighting terrorists 20, 30 years ago didn't come across improvised explosive devices. We developed armored personnel carriers. They were shaped, they had a V bottom to them, which would deflect the blasts. But they went for the Humvee. Don't ask me why. Possibly could be who had the contract.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Wednesday. Programming note, Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in the big chair tomorrow and Friday. I'll be back with you Monday, broadcasting from the mothership. Well, actually, mothership's in Round Rock, Texas, the satellite mothership in Scottsdale, Arizona. President had a news conference today. I noticed, they've stopped saying that. You know that phrase they said, the reason why we're fighting them over there so that we don't have to fight them over here? Well, you know the reason why he stopped mentioning that is because even though we're fighting over there, we're going to bring them over here. Yes. This according to the State Department's got a new policy. You see, there's a problem with refugees, Iraqi refugees fleeing war-torn Baghdad. So what's the State Department and Condoleezza Rice's solution to this problem? Bring them to America. Yes. The U.S. is to take in another 7,000. Hello? Let me repeat that. The U.S. is to take in another... You mean there's already 7,000 Iraqis, Islamic fundamentalist killers and murderers here? The U.S. to take in another 7,000 Iraqi refugees over the next year amid rising international concern over those fleeing the insurgency, according to officials. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been outlining the plan in talks with UN High Commissioner for Refugees. The UN estimates that there are 50,000 Iraqis fleeing each month, and that 3.8 million have left since the war started. Most of the refugees headed for Syria and Jordan, but both countries have tried to cut the influx, narrowing options for those fleeing. The new U.S. plan was revealed by State Department officials ahead of a formal announcement tomorrow. 7,000 refugees would move to the United States from countries they have already reached. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the figure was a target, not a ceiling. The plan outlined by Mrs. Rice to UN Refugee Chief Antonio Guterres would also afford special treatment to those in Iraq who were at risk of sectarian attack through providing the U.S. with information. Well, isn't that special? Didn't his daddy do that? After the first Gulf War, didn't a whole bunch of Iraqis move into Oklahoma City? Yeah, I guess they did. Nobody bothered. And I think it was the Republican Guard. Yeah, the evil Republican Guard members got asylum, live happily in the United States. So now we don't have to worry about fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them over here. We're just going to bring them over here. I shouldn't get into. Is there anybody more unqualified for Secretary of State than Condoleezza Rice? Don't get me started on that 19th Amendment thing again. I trust you'll have a good couple of days, and we will see you again Monday. Till then, see you, bye.